that's rude.
Okay.
And the rain comes down the roof and runs into
the gutter.
Okay.
And then the gutter's got a downspout at the corner of the house or wherever you desire to put it.
Okay. How about the, if you had a roof with several peaks, you know? You ever have a house that might have several
peaks? Yeah, mine is.
Okay, what do you call that part, that low part? Or, you know, you might have to go up there and get the leaves out.
I don't know. I never been called that.
I just wanted to give you the term either valley or gutter or...
Well, we got a gutter all the way around.
Yeah. Right? But you wouldn't have any aim for that low part between the two.
Oh, it'd be a valley if you want to put it in terms. I never did term it that way.
Okay. And a room or a building, a little separate building used for tools, for storing wood or tools.
Call that a workshop.
Okay.
That's what this used to be.
Uh-huh. All right, a workshop. How about something like a woodshed or a tool shed?
No, we don't have them. We used to have them in the country, but we hadn't.
What's the difference? How would that differ from this?
It's just a shed that you work in on bed when it's raining, or it's just a shed built out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your tubes in there, whatever you're working with.
Okay.
You take your stuff in there and repair it or do whatever you want to.
Okay. And if before they had indoor plumbing, what did they used to call that?
Hydrants.
Yeah. Okay.
I got one out there.
Yeah. Before they had indoor plumbing, you didn't have a bathroom in the house. You'd have to use an outdoor toilet.
I just called it a privy. We called it a privy. Okay. The old people did,
yeah.
You know. Then they got to call it a toilet.
Uh-huh.
Outdoor toilet.
I see. Okay. A person, the largest outbuilding on a farm, what's that called?
The barn.
Okay. Now, are there different? What was the barn used for?
For store your hay and your stock and your corn or barley or your oats or whatever you had that you raised on the farm that you fed your stock during the winter.
Okay. Did you raise oats in your?
No, we didn't raise not many. We had a few oats. Once in a while we'd sell some oats.
Okay. Building you live in is called a
dwelling,
yeah, or just a
home,
or another word besides home.
Yeah. I don't know, some of them call them palace.
Or just the simplest word, the most common word.
Well, I'd say my home.
Okay. Say you might say I bought a home or I bought a...
Well, sure. Right. You can make it in the terms you want.
Yeah. Say you bought one house, you said I've lived in about three different
houses.
Okay. And how about, did you ever have a separate building for storing corn on a farm that you lived on?
Yeah. Sometimes they call them cribs.
Okay.
Yeah. And that area, and you know, they slat them.
Uh-huh.
And you can see the corn through the slat.
Yeah. Like a tower.
Yeah. Just a bit.
How about a building for storing other grains?
Well, we usually put our corn in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
We had a crib at a place, 8-10 feet, I guess, wasn't it? And it run plumb along the side of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had a place there you could throw it in. And then when you got rid of it, you had a window over here where you took it out to feed.
Mm-hmm.
We called it a crib.
But how about but the oats and I don't know if you're raising no wheat here. But the oats, for instance, that would just be in the barn.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had a word, if you ever had a term like granary or granary.
No, they do in Illinois. Now my daughter, they've got it.